Welcome to the Big J and BB Show, everybody. I am Joey Real Talk Catrano.
I am Ryan Green Machine Ebner.
And this is a gaming podcast, so we're going to go over all things gaming, movies, etc., what have you. But before we get into it, we got to do our bullshit. You know what we'd be on. Ryan, what's up?
You can find us on Facebook.com/BigJ and BB Show. You can find us on Twitter @BigJ and BB Show. And you can find us on a plethora of podcast platforms by just searching Big J and BB Show. Find us on there because before we did some episodes tonight, we decided to put out on our social medias, like, what do you want to hear? Some of the things you want us to talk about. And we will get into that
tonight. Some gave us good advice. Some of us not good advice at all.
Let's get this out of the way real quick. Call of Duty Ghost 2 and AirPods. What do they have in common? Both are useless.
Trash.
Shout out to Carlos Amaya. Go ahead.
Yeah, when you got a good idea, hit us up. But, you know, don't bring that to the table. But to jump into it, we are going to get into Call of Duty. But Call of Duty Mobile, it passes 20 million downloads and over 2 million in revenue in 3 days.
Yeah, so when you logged in there, you would see there was a battle pass system immediately when you got into the game. So that's probably where all the revenue came from. And they're beginning a Halloween event, their first event, this week.
It's kind of surprising that they like just came out with this game and they're just like, oh yeah, here we already got events lined up.
Yep.
I think that's really good to get like a good jump start. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, especially for the mobile games and stuff like that. You got to do something, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, then, I mean, I don't know. Call of Duty on your phone. Like I said, I'm not a mobile person.
Are you not, though?
I'm not.
What's going on here, Joey? Hearthstone on the phone? Clash Royale on the phone?
Well, Hearthstone I play everywhere.
Are you slowly becoming a mobile gamer, dude?
I don't think so.
Diablo Immortal, day one?
Oh, bro, dude, I already have that pre-purchased. Oh, I'm going to buy all the microtransactions. Fuck that. But, no, I mean, there's a couple games. Like I said, it's mainly just Hearthstone and Pokemon Go. Like, it. I'm just trying the Clash of Clans?
No, Clash Royale.
Clash Royale. I don't know which one it is, but trying that one because you guys won't stop bugging me with it. So, I figure if I play it and say I don't like it, then I won't get bothered anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'll give it a shot. So, yep, Call of Duty Mobile. Killing it. Not really surprised, because it's like, it's Call of Duty, it's always going to sell, unfortunately, but there we are. Super Mario Maker now allows you to play with your friends online, which is really awesome.
Yeah, it's super cool. I've heard great things about that game.
Yeah, but you could do a lot to it. Mm-hmm. Mario & Luigi developer Alpha Dream is going bankrupt.
Oof.
Yeah, so they made the, like, Inside Story, all the RPG Marios. It was they were more of a smaller company. They haven't really made too many games lately. So it kind of makes sense. They've been kind of doing other stuff. So, I mean, it still kind of sucks, but you don't like seeing that, but it does happen. So hopefully someone else will pick up the RPGs and we get some of those coming back to the Switch. And
oh yeah, that'd be super fun.
Destiny 2 Shadowkeep, the new DLC, is out. And I don't know. I've fallen off of Destiny so hard.
Yeah,
I don't know, man.
I know. And now that it's basically a free-to-play game, because everything, you can install the game for free. It was available for free, as you know. And it gave you $7.50, all your characters, all your gear. $7.50, fuck it. Here you go.
Yeah, I don't know. They kind of ruined Destiny a little bit, but it wasn't Bungie's issue. It was more of Activision, but now that they're like their own company again, hopefully they can start making Destiny like how it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe I'll come back, but as of now, I'm not still interested in even with all the stuff that they're doing. We touched on this before about Blizzard stuff going on. We did a whole podcast on it.
You can find it. Just search the Big J and BB Show.
Yeah, there you go. I think it was the next day or the day after we did that podcast.
Yeah.
They made a statement. And the gist of it, you know, they pretty much just said, like, you know, we definitely reacted a little too quickly. We are listening to your feedback. We know there's a you know, a lot of backlash, and we're going to kind of revert it. So instead of being banned for a year and losing $10,000, mm-hmm. he's only banned for 6 months, and he gets to keep his money, which is good. Commentators are cut down to six. They also went through and all the other teams that were protesting or saying, you know, in the background, all those teams got banned. Mm-hmm. They're going through a huge Twitch thing. So, you know, people were like, well, where are the equal rights? Well, now you dumb motherfuckers are getting banned because you want equal rights. And, you know, now you got banned. So, I get it. You want to, you know, speak out on it. But I also get the other fact of, like, Blizzard doesn't want that on their platform. There's literally dozens and dozens, if not hundreds, of platforms you to go on to express yourself.
That's part of it. I mean, you know, Blizzard could, you know, it would have been different, I guess. It's hard. Like, I mean, either way, Blizzard was fucked regardless because of how they handled it from the get-go. Mm-hmm. It really didn't matter. Honestly, like, okay, for instance, like, for, like, if you go back to listen to our podcast, you came out and said, like, you usually really just don't pay attention or care about things like this because it doesn't directly affect you. But then it affected you because it was a company that you enjoy and the games that you like, which is Blizzard. Now that Blizzard, so it's, you get that group of people where it was more like, all right, well, just, can you just kind of, like, fix that? Because, like, I just want to play your fucking games because mm-hmm. I like your fucking games. And they did. So then it's like, you get that group of people that's then like, all right, well, whatever. I mean, like, what the fuck else are they going to do? You know, this is what they said. That is the big thing, is that the rule's in place regardless. There's nothing you can do about that. You know, it's not, I think, like, people's pipe dream of, they were just going to reverse the suspension entirely. It just wasn't going to happen. Because the more and more, like, I listen to it, like, I do agree. I mean, at the end of the day, Blizzard, even the audacity in their statement to say that China had nothing to do with it. I mean, just don't say that. It has everything to do with your relationship with the Chinese market. Please just don't pretend that it doesn't. It does. It's fine. We're moving on from it. The biggest thing, though, is that the way I look at it is, who's then to say that if they allow Blitzchung to voice his opinion about Hong Kong, and Blizzard did not say that there's anything wrong about his statement. You know what I mean? It's not like they said, yeah, no, fuck Hong Kong. You know, yeah. They didn't say that. They said they understand what he said, blah, blah, blah. They just don't want it on their platform. Because then what it could... You have to think of the slippery slope that it could go down, right? If you were to do that, then who's to stop someone who... maybe they're a player on one of their games who's, like, super in the white supremacy, then to make a statement. And then, oh, freedom of speech? He said something about Hong Kong. Why can't I say this? Or, you know, anti-Semitic or whatever. You know what I mean? So, in the long run, Blizzard has to stick to that rule because it could... In this situation, yeah, I mean, it's kind of hard because you're like, what's wrong with freedom? There's obviously nothing wrong with freedom, right? But to prevent it from being a worse situation later in a different scenario, they have to stick to their guns. I'm just glad they suspended the college team too, though, because otherwise that looked really shady.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like I said, it was a lose-lose situation because of how they reacted immediately.
I also don't know if you've seen that. Apparently, there were, I think it was 3 seated senators that wrote a letter
and
to
House Activision. House of Representatives as well, yes.
Yeah, but, to Activision of pretty much saying, like, you need to get your ducks in a row and realize that you're an American company and you are bowing to, you know, a foreign dictatorship that mm-hmm. is controlling the market. And you're allowing it to happen. You're one of the problems.
Yep. And it's true. I mean, you can't. And I'm sure, like, I don't know when that letter got sent to them.
It got sent before the
statement. The statement. Okay, yeah. Then that makes sense. Because then that's probably why they felt the pressure to actually say something. Because yeah. I don't know. I mean, like, we said it multiple times on that episode. Like, they have to say something. But, like, did they? I don't know. I mean, you see they canceled that Overwatch event. In New York City
for the Switch release.
Yep, and...
Which was really shitty because there was a bunch of voice actors. It was going to be a meet and greet thing.
Yeah, that's so cool.
I'd have been so hyped if I was... Like, if you're someone that's like, I can't wait for the Overwatch on the Switch. I don't give a shit about what's going on because you don't know. You just want it. And you're going there, I'm like, oh my God, I get to meet McCree?
Yeah.
And just for them, like, oh, it's canceled? Well, now you just upset a bunch of people.
Yep.
But I also get it because... you're still in full damage control mode.
Oh, yeah.
Especially with the BlizzCon right around the corner at this point.
Yeah.
You're really trying to get everything tight.
Yeah, and that's why I think now a lot of people are kind of sitting here going, well, you know, last BlizzCon was kind of a disaster, as we know, from the Diablo Immortal incident. People are pretty pissed off about it.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, they knew, I think everybody knew, going into this BlizzCon, they're going to have to do something big. They have to do something like to win the people over. And now, with all of this, it's like there's just extra pressure on Blizzard at this point to deliver. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, because, again, and we're going to... I think I definitely put the on the list. I totally might not have. Ooh, I didn't. So we're going to have to do that anyway. Riot Games released a statement as well. Basically, like, before anything that happens, like, hey, we've got events coming up, and just so everybody's aware of our policy, here it is. And it's very similar to Blizzard's, obviously.
Yeah, no, when we did the first podcast on it,
we discussed that, right?
Yep. Okay, well, then we did over Epic as well.
And then what did Riot Games do? Released a ton of shit coming out at their 10-year event.
That is pretty much...
a fuck you Blizzard. Like,
pretty much Blizzard Games, but Riot.
Right. So finally Riot Games is becoming... more than one game, which is super cool. I totally forgot to put that on the list. That's what actually was the big thing I wanted to talk about, was Riot Games.
Well, I mean, it's on here.
Oh, it is?
You have Riot News.
Boom, there it is.
I knew all about it, so I was just going to go over it.
Oh, okay, yeah. I didn't know I put it on there. But yeah, so you see things like that, and then what do people do? They're like, they don't even fucking care about their statement anymore, because they're like, oh, fuck it, dude, look at all these games coming out.
Yeah.
So it's very similar to that, where Blizzard just has to hit at this BlizzCon coming up in a couple weeks, so...
I think the best way to do this is, obviously, we need Diablo 4, the rumors of Diablo 2 being remastered, and Warcraft 3 Reforged, and probably you're going to be getting the next WoW expansion. It's slowly going to start getting hinted out here.
Yeah.
Your best way to go about this is to please people, is your Diablo 2 remastered, it is free, and it is available the day of BlizzCon.
Crazy.
That would be a good way to kind of get people going, okay, all right, I see you, I get that. And then Diablo 4, you get it in February. Oh, okay, we don't have to wait long at all. So you got to give people something to be like, you know what, that's pretty cool. I'm glad you're doing that. Or the next WoW expansion. We're giving, like, you know, they have to throw something at the people.
What I thought was going to happen, because we're going to get, are we doing our predictions now, though? Is that what we're doing? Okay, well then I won't say anything yet.
We're already talking about it.
Okay, so like obviously my biggest one was that Diablo 2 remaster was going to drop that weekend. Like I think that, I think you're getting a remaster regardless, but I feel like it's going to drop like right away. Like that's just like, that's something they've been working on. I don't know if you get Diablo 4 as soon as February. I think you at least get something about the game.
Yeah, you'll probably get it next year, if not the following.
Yeah. I also think that you're getting a date for Warcraft 3. And it's very soon.
I think they're going to do a double.
Diablo and that?
Warcraft 3, and then the next week, Diablo 2.
That's what I'm...
Something like that, or the next month.
Yeah.
Something with this year, you'll get both.
Yeah, because they have
I think to. If you do the double like that, you're going to please a lot of people.
Yeah, and a big...
I'll be a happy motherfucker.
The big thing, too, with Blizzard was, like, Blizzard was doing fine. Like, everybody was so excited with Warcraft Classic, or World of Warcraft Classic, and they're really enjoying the game, and all that. So, it's like... It's just tough. Then when that all happened, it was just like Blizzard just got just slapped. And I'm sure like they had all their fucking lawyers and everybody and PR people in the room. Like, what kind of statement can we come out with? Because we're kind of shit. We're kind of fucked up and we don't know like what the fuck we're supposed to do at this point. And it's just really obviously bad timing, all of that. It was just terrible timing for Blizzard.
Well, no, that's something I was going to bring up too, was just for the fact of like they're finally going back in the right path of how they used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then... In all reality, them banning that player, they probably didn't take a second look at it and be like, oh, it's Hong Kong. And all, like, in reality, like, we don't know the perspective of it. But from them, they could be like, oh, yeah, no, he talked about politics. Ban him, take his prize money, that's against the rules. You know, let's move on to the next tournament. And they probably just brush it under the rug, like, whatever, we do that.
They honestly probably, honest to God, thought no one was going to give a shit.
That's the thing.
I'm going to be dead on it. I don't think they thought that anybody, that it would not blow up the way that it did.
Yep. Because I think that's why it took them so long for a statement, because they were probably like, why are people upset about this? And then they probably were like, oh, that makes sense, but that's not what it was.
Yeah, it's just, like I said, it was a lose-lose situation from the get-go as soon as they said something like that. You know, so I kind of knew regardless of whatever their statement was. Like, yeah, like I said, it did a good job of just, like, the people that honestly were just like, I just want to play your games, but you guys are kind of shitty right now. Boom. Then they're back.
That's kind of what I was going on. Right, like, exactly. Just explain, like, I just want to know the reasoning behind everything. That's weird.
Technology's weird.
Yeah. Just tell me, I just want to know, like, are you really going to be fucking dicks about this? Because then if you are, I'm going to be true to it and be like, I hate to stop playing these games, but if I have to, I will.
Yeah.
But, you know, the statement, it wasn't enough for me to start spending money on them again, but it was enough for me to at least start playing, like, Overwatch again.
Yeah.
So then it's like, okay, you acknowledged it, you answered a couple questions, you kind of explained yourself. That's good for a start. Now I want to see where you go from here.
Right.
You open up the door, you're like, all right, we're learning, we're progressing. I get that. I'm glad they said something like that of being like, you know, give us a chance here. We're still developing.
Yeah. No, so, I agree.
I mean, it was all right.
Yeah. At the end of the day, like I said, you're not going to please everybody, but it is what it is.
Yep. But Overwatch is now on the Switch. They were talking about doing some crossplay stuff. It's really fucking complicated.
Yeah.
I don't know why you'd want crossplay.
It's like, crossplay between the consoles is what everybody wanted.
Okay, that makes way more sense. And they said that
that's even very difficult to do. And I'm not sure.
I could see for the Switch.
Oh, yeah, but. Oh, God.
Wow.
I'm sure that it's, like, difficult in a way. Like, I don't know if it's super difficult or they just are like, we really just don't want to do it.
I don't know. I mean, it's probably a little bit of both. But you see, like, all these companies, even with, like, PlayStation, with them doing their crossplay stuff now, I mean, like, giving free reign to their developers, be like, you want to make a crossplay, you do it.
Right.
But it's like the fact of like, it's kind of complicated, but it's, I don't know the whole story on it, but
right.
You know, it's probably something where they're like, that's actually a lot of fucking work. But in all reality, I don't see how it is. Because really, Xbox and PlayStation are the same console.
Yeah.
There's nothing different about them. The Switch, I will say, is different because it is the weaker one. That one would struggle.
I mean, it has the aiming thing now.
Yeah, see, that's weird. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's cool, but it's weird.
Right.
It'd be cool playing as, like, D.Va flying through the air and shit.
Right. I mean, it's just, I don't know. It's something that I would enjoy, obviously, as a console player of Overwatch. Like, it would be fun, like, to be able to just do that. But, I mean, it's also something that, like, I wanted a long time ago, and at this point, I don't care.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I wanted it a while back, and it's just like, whatever. It's fine. It's not something I'm super concerned about.
Yeah. So, moving on from that, Sony finally confirms their PS5 coming holiday of next year.
Yeah, I've heard a lot about it. I've heard that, like, because it's obviously similar to the new Xbox, Xbox Scarlet right now it's called, is going to have backwards compatibility. And I'm hearing it's going to go all the way back to the PS1.
Yeah.
When it comes to back compatibility. So, that's nuts. If it goes that far back, that's wild.
Well, not really, because you could play original Xbox games on your Xbox X right now.
With the Game Pass, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, it's really that's not...
True. That's true.
Out of the ordinary.
Like, but you gotta remember, like, the PS1 goes real far back compared to the original Xbox, you know what I mean?
A little bit. Not too much further, but a little bit.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, really, I mean, it's so easy to throw an emulator on a console. You can do it on your freaking phone. That's on the Switch. It's literally on everything. Yeah, and if you're saying you can't throw an emulator on your system to play old games, I mean, come on. There's people that literally hack phones for emulators.
That's true.
So you could do it.
I'm interested to see, like, once we get more. I'm thinking February. Thinking that's a good date. I think they have, like, something coming up in February, like one of their events. So
I was going to say E3, but they don't do that anymore.
That's not necessarily that they're not going to do it anymore. They just didn't do it this year.
Okay.
We'll see if they decide to join E3 again. Not really sure on that, but I know February, I believe, they have an event, and I think that's probably where you get way more information to probably unveil the console. Xbox, that's going to be a tough one, because I think Xbox, you're going to get, so coming up in November, you have the X019 or whatever in London. I have to assume you get way more Xbox Scarlet news there. Do you get a console reveal yet?
No, you're probably
maybe E3.
But I mean, they already released the price points on them. They said the one that's going to be coming with without the disc tray, and that's going to be a streaming Xbox. They said that one's going to be around $200 to $300.
That's already out.
And then the Scarlet, oh, that is?
Yeah.
But there's going to be like a newer,
I guess. Newer version? It's already the same thing, the same price.
But it's going to be like the X version. It's not the S. It's going to be an X version of it.
Okay, yeah.
And then the Scarlet, because there's Scarlet, or I think Scarlet's the generic, and then there's two different
ones. Xbox's thing right now, the problem, honestly, as a consumer, is that there are so many things going on and so many projects that do similar things that they really need to, like, this is what this is. This, like, it's like the Project xCloud thing, where, like, that's one thing with your phone and playing on your phone, but then there's the project something else that's, like, using your Xbox as a server. They're two different things that I didn't know were two different things. I thought they were all together, and they're not. So, yeah, like,
they might be pushing out too much at once.
Could be. Could be. I mean, I just want to know, like, so what the fuck is this? Yeah. And what the fuck does this do? You know what I mean? So I'm, like, can be prepared for where my money's going. You know what I mean?
Well, they also said their new console that's supposed to be, you know, pretty much the PS5, they're PS5 is supposed to be Xbox.
Yeah.
They're releasing it for about $500.
That's why, like, Carlos talked to me about it. He's been reading some things, and a lot of it is, like, the one of the rumors is $700 for the PS5. I can't see it being that high. I think $500 is more of a reasonable spot to do it. Maybe $550 at the most.
I'm thinking the only disadvantage Sony would have is harder for them to get parts for their consoles.
True, because that's the biggest thing with Xbox, because they're Microsoft.
Yeah, they got deals with AMD, Intel, NVIDIA, GeForce. They got deals with all of them because it's their fucking PC.
Right.
So it's very simple for them to grab parts and just throw them in their consoles.
Right.
So Sony might be a little bit more difficult. They have a couple deals going on, but not as variety.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we'll see, but I can't see it being more than $500-$600 at the absolute most.
Right.
Because other than that, you're not gonna sell.
Mm.
Red Dead Redemption 2 is coming to the PC, as well as Google Stadia. It's going to launch on November 5th, but it's going to be on the Rockstar launcher first.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. It's their fucking service. They're gonna push that out. So, yeah, that makes the most sense, I suppose.
Now, Ryan, you've watched the Joker movie, and I'm trying to find, you know, friends that want to go.
Yeah.
Hearts staring at you right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm down.
Thanks for the invite.
Dude, I know, right? I know.
But yeah, no, there's a lot of controversy of people. Critics hate the movie, but audiences love it, so that's how you know it's a good movie.
Yeah, here's my whole thing with the critics is that, like, they're just fed by the media. It's stupid. The media literally is, like, just, like, trying to get another mass shooting to happen. That's my biggest issue.
Well, they need another cover-up, because something else is about to
happen. I mean, I saw the movie. I'll tell you, I'm not going to spoil it, obviously, at all, but if you haven't seen it, you definitely should see it. It's I can't say it's my movie of the year. Like, I can't do it. I just can't, because I loved Endgame so much. And the feelings that Endgame gave me. Do I think that movie-wise, like, from a pure cinema perspective, is Joker better? Yes. I mean, the music, the tone, everything about it is just, like, it's, like, a really just great movie. You know what I mean? Where, like, the Endgame was something different. Like, I can't explain it. Like, Endgame was just a whole different being of itself, you know, because of the investment. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I definitely highly recommend watching that movie. I really hope that Joaquin Phoenix is up for Best Actor this year. I mean, I hope the movie's up for Movie of the Year. It should be. It's fantastic. The critics, the whole thing on that was just crazy to me. I was like, okay. I saw it.
You got Jared Leto that's pretty upset.
But then did you watch his interview?
No.
That he didn't care. He's like, that's a lot of clickbait. He's like, I honestly didn't care. I watched the movie. I really liked it.
See, that's weird, because that's all I ever hear about is how much he's, like, complaining and bitching and, like, trying to stop
it. And maybe he was. And maybe, like, the interview was just, like, a PR thing where he's like, but he's got another movie coming out. So, like, he was in a interview about it and they asked him. And he was like, yeah. He goes, that's so funny. He's like, you know, because, you know, I obviously love the Joker character. I would love to do the Joker character again with different set of circumstances. He's like, but honestly, when you do those type of characters, you don't own those characters. It's something that you just get the pleasure to do, and you then pass the baton to somebody else. And he's like, I saw it, and Joaquin did a fantastic job as Joker. Like, that's just it. You know what I mean? So, I don't know if there's really necessarily animosity about it. There could have been. But Joaquin Phoenix did a great job at playing that version of the Joker that they wanted to tell. Like I said, hope everybody goes and see it. You definitely should. You know, I hope Joey finds friends that want to go with him.
Yeah, so. If anybody wants to go, hit me up. Because I'm looking for people. Because, you know, apparently people here don't want to go. So,
that's a bomb. Hopefully the new Primos want to go.
Yeah, yeah, maybe, yeah, that, you know what, I'm gonna ask them.
There you go.
That brings up a good point. I'll ask my real primos.
There you go.
Doom Eternal is delayed until March 20th.
Boy, that sucks for the Google Stadia. Because that was literally their biggest selling point, the launch was, here's Google, here's Doom!
Yeah.
And now you can, you're like, oh, jeez.
Yeah.
All these other games on here I can already play. Still getting it, though.
But Toys R Us is officially back.
Yep.
Well, like, not, like, store-wise, though, right?
No, so, basically what they're doing is they have a website, and they partnered up with Target to have some of their stuff in Target store, in certain Target stores. So, like, you'll go in the Targets, and there will be a Toys R Us section. I'm basically assuming certain Targets are just, like,
there's gonna be, like, the super Targets.
Yes.
Because ours is the basic one, but have you ever been to a Super Target?
It's huge, man.
They're massive.
Yeah. So,
I don't know if they're actually called Super Targets.
They used to be, at least.
Are they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's pretty cool for Toys R Us, man. Just, you know, it didn't die fully.
Dude, I was just saying that the other day, because Family Video is gone now. It's cleaned out. Nothing's in there. And I'm like, that, you got rid of Movies then, you got rid of Toys R Us, and you got rid of Family Video.
Yeah.
And, like, that's it, man. That was my childhood right there. And it's gone. That means it's over. I gotta grow the fuck up now. This is gonna be my last podcast. I gotta go get another job, I guess, and get a mortgage and
just do everything.
That's it. Fortnite just ended their season 10, was it?
Yeah, their season 10 came to an end in a fantastic way. I showed you, like, the whole the world exploding and shit, and, like, I don't even care if you don't like the game. I mean, Epic might have the best marketing I've ever seen. That might honestly be the best video game marketing I've ever witnessed.
That is pretty cool.
Like, to literally blow up your game and to make so much fucking money that you can turn your servers off for 2 days and not care. Like, you know how much money they probably could have made in those 2 days?
That's a big dick energy product.
That's what I'm saying. Like, all these people, like, there were legit people that thought the game was just dead.
Oh, yeah.
If you truly believe that, you're an idiot. I'm sorry. You're an idiot. Epic makes so much money on Fortnite. The game wasn't dead. It was for 2 days, and then boom, chapter 2, season 1. And it's so fun, honestly. They changed the texture of the game so it looks way nicer, which is great. There's a new swimming mechanic, there's fishing, that's a whole new map. It's just, I don't know, man, it's fun. It was refreshing to play again, honestly. I played, like, all last week with the homies.
Nice.
Getting ready for it, Call of Duty.
I know when I was on playing Overwatch, people were like, I'm only here because Fortnite's down and I have no idea what to do with my life. And I'm like, holy shit, really?
So he's like, fucking bitches.
I'm like, you have nothing to do so you play a real game. Yeah. Okay. Cool. But yeah, no, even on Octane, Grant Random, he was just like, so Fortnite blew up, so all these fucking virgins have to go out and get a job now. I'm like, holy shit, you're right though.
That's wild.
Apple, the whatever company, the Apple company, is now selling Xbox controllers.
Buy them right there on the Apple Store.
Yeah. So get you one.
Good for Xbox, though.
Yeah. Yeah, they're a great market to get in through.
Well, it's good for Apple, too, because they have the Apple Arcade, and they just released all the new updates that now our phones can actually use controllers, like, so with Bluetooth technology, so it's probably for the best that they would be able to do that.
Yeah.
And Xbox, for them, it's about basically saying, like, they're the gaming controller. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, look what's currently on my couch. I have the Xbox and the Pro Controller for the Switch.
And the GameCube.
But I'm saying, like, these two, pretty much the same controller.
They are.
These are literally identical.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's honestly one of the main reasons I play Xbox. I prefer the controller over the PlayStation.
Yeah, I can see that.
I just don't like the feel of it.
Yeah, no, I get you. It's smaller. It's tighter. The PlayStation controller.
Yeah. I mean, I've got big hands, but it still doesn't feel comfortable.
Neither do I, but I mean, I think now I've gotten to the point where I'm so used to the PlayStation controller because I've been playing it more that it's fine. But, like, at the time when, like, going back to play PlayStation, I was like, yo, this is not okay.
Yeah. Google Stadia is launching November 19th.
Yeah.
So we'll do that when Ryan gets his. We'll let you know what it's about.
All I gotta do is plug in my Google thing they give me in the back of the Xbox and play it.
We'll check it out. We'll give you a first impression.
Yeah, I definitely want to.
Deadpool Movies confirmed that they will be keeping their R rated.
Yeah, they Ryan Reynolds and the rest of them met with Marvel.
I heard he showed up as Deadpool, right?
Did he?
That's what I read. Ryan Reynolds showed up to Disney or something dressed up as Deadpool saying, what the fuck? Am I staying R-rated or not?
I hope so. That's fantastic. But yeah, they've said that they are going to keep the R rating, and there's hope then that they will be able to kind of move it into the MCU at some point. But like, I think they'll be R-rated for their own movies, but I have a feeling that if he shows up in the MCU movies...
It'll be
like,
a PG-13.
It'll be a PG-13, yes. There's just no way. I just don't see how they could do that.
Yeah, no, because then you're touching a different market. Because you figure Deadpool, even though he's Marvel, it's a whole different market.
Oh, it's mainly adults.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, even though, I mean, obviously it's R-rated, but, like, it's mainly adults that are into that. So, like...
Even though a lot of Marvel fans are adults.
There are, like, but those movies make so much money because of children as well. You know, and the merchandise and everything.
Yeah,
so.
That's the thing.
Yep.
I would love to have an R-rated Avengers movie, though.
Dude, I just
with, like,
want...
all of them.
All I want is... you know what I wanted so bad? I'll never get it because, you know, Captain America's old. But, like, all I wanted was him to be in a movie and Ryan Reynolds' Deadpool show up and just say, fuck. And just Captain America be like, language!
Language, yeah.
That's all... Oh, shit, sorry. You know, like, something like that.
Right.
Because it's just fantastic.
Yeah. So, we kind of touched on a little bit of the Riot stuff, but they're making, like a CSGO so Overwatch-type game. And then they're making, like, an animated series, I believe.
Thank God.
They're making, like, This Is How We Became a Company thing on Netflix. And then they're making a card game, and
fighting game,
and yeah, then a fighting game, and then League of Legends is like, oh yeah, it's League of Legends is going to be on your phone and on the consoles. Made it strictly for that. It's not a PC like port. It's we developed it on the phone and we developed it on the console. Here you go, play the game.
Yeah, so we touched about Riot basically was like, hey Blizzard, we're here. Hello. It's not just League of Legends anymore. Thank you. I love, like, my brother Tim made a great point. Literally, they did what Blizzard just wants to do and won't do it. Like, when it comes to, like, the Netflix video and then an animated series, like, do you know how long we've been asking for Blizzard stuff like that? Dude, don't make another Warcraft movie. It's fine. Just give me shit on Netflix or give me shows.
Yeah, give me a series. I don't want movies. Give me a series.
And it's like, dude, Riot Games was just like, here. Here's our dick.
I'm going to be honest. I'm surprised it took them this long to announce
10-year anniversary stuff. They announced it.
Okay.
When you
Has it only been 10 years?
Yep. It threw me off because I watched the documentary on Netflix. I highly recommend it. Because you people are like, in general, you forget that without League of Legends, there is no Overwatch League, honestly. There's not, most of esports is just not the thing. Because League of Legends was the one that came out there and was like...
They were the pioneers.
We're going to take the bumps. We're going to learn so that everybody else can succeed too. Mm-hmm. And they did. Like, when you watch it, you're going to be like, holy shit. Like, I forgot how bad that was. Or I forgot how cool that was. Or this or that.
Because right. I used to play League all the time. I played with my cousin Jose back in Alpha.
Yeah.
I used to play when it was just... polygrams and shit.
I remember when League of Legends first launched and like having like my little like home computer and installing it and like what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
You know? But it was so cool and like just to see where it's gone and to see where how it's grown. But like I mean yeah, like you touched upon it with the Overwatch esque game coming out. That's the only game that is not League of Legends lore. That's the only one. It's its own thing.
Right.
The animated series, the fighting game, the card game, everything else is all League of Legends related. So that's really cool. The card game, I've been watching some people stream it. It looks pretty fun. I put myself on there for the beta key to get one because I would like to try it out. I also have to come out next podcast. I'll do it. But I got a beta key for that Spellbreaker we talked about a long time ago.
Okay.
The Battle Royale that's like with mages and shit.
Right.
Yeah, so I have to try that out. I have the key. I installed it, but I have to play it.
But yeah, League of Legends is doing so much. I mean, there's like a football manager game coming out from them too. It's like soccer, you know? Football.
Damn. Yeah, like they're just touching everything.
An open world game? They're doing too?
That's insane.
But the it's not football man. It's an esports simulator similar to Football Manager. So you're basically running an esports team.
Oh, see, now that's cool.
Right, boom. Okay. Yeah. I mean, just like, it's ridiculous. And like, one of the statistics they said was like, their like League of Legends is 85% of their player base is by mouth. It's by friends asking, like, dude, have you played League of Legends? That's literally 85% of their player base, they said, is from that alone.
Damn.
And like, when you think about it, that's only been 10 years. And it feels like League's been around as long as World of Warcraft.
It feels like it's been around forever.
Yeah.
Like a long time.
And it hasn't. And that's so crazy to me. And like, you see where Riot Games began. And like, I don't know, man. Like, that was fantastic. But I'm like, bro, I want something like that about Blizzard, please.
Right.
Like, I watched a couple of their documentaries all about World of Warcraft. That was great. Mm-hmm. That was fantastic. So, but yeah, super great for Riot Games to finally have more than one game.
And Call of Duty, we're about to get the new one coming out. No microtransaction, but like no loot box type stuff. They're doing more of like a season pass. Everything, like all guns and perks and shit, you unlock in-game, as you should, as you do. But then they got rid of all the, oh yeah, you can't get the M16 off of a loot box because you bought $5. You just get it when you get level like 45.
Yeah.
So that's good. Still, I don't know. I kind of...
It's one of those, like, I need to see it to believe it, you know?
Yeah.
With that. But yeah, the game comes out. They released today when you can actually play the game, like, by your time zone. I believe it is 8 o'clock p.m. Thursday, our time.
I think you could do a pre-download.
I already did.
I remember hearing about you could download the game already.
Yeah, I already downloaded it. You can get it on the PC right now. And you also start at, I believe, the same time as the console users do. So, yeah, this game's going to be fucking cool.
Yeah.
I played the beta, played the alpha, really excited about it.
But now you're going to be playing on PlayStation.
Yep.
Probably.
Yep, mainly. That's where I bought it. Because I was like, I mean, I'm going to buy it on here because most of my time is going to be spent playing with, like, Carlos, Alex, and, like, Nick, you know? So, like, I want to be able to be in a PlayStation chat, but... For the instances I am playing with everybody, that's fine. I can be in a game chat or whatever for that. That's no big. It's kind of how I do Fortnite. But then I also told myself, like, I mean, obviously, if Joey won on Xbox, it's still only $30 for me. So it's really not that big of a deal to have it on both.
Yeah, but that'd be wild to own two copies of the game.
Fuck it, dude. I would give Activision all my money, I guess. Fucking commies.
Oh, so you're playing into the actual devil. I'm just playing with a little fucking demon.
Right, for real. But then I was like, oh, I don't know. Maybe Joey's going to buy it on PC now because crossplay. Who knows?
I mean, I might. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, you can play with everybody, man. It's pretty awesome. I'm really, really excited for it, though.
Yeah.
I mean, 100%. It comes out, like I said, this Thursday, October 24th. The official launch then is midnight, October 25th. But for all of us that pre-ordered it, you can pre-install it and play it Thursday. So, can't fucking wait. Oh, nope, not a catch.
Something that I'm interested in all of a sudden now is Twitch is introducing Amazon watch parties.
That's so cool.
So I can watch movies with my friends online because my friends in real life don't want to go watch a movie with me.
Yeah, let me tell you, man. You can go to twitch.tv/undeadredbull or twitch.tv/slapnugget with two P's and you'll be able to watch some fucking movies with them, man.
Yeah, fuck them both, but whatever. Dave and James Franco are making a Doom TV show because why not? Doom's hot.
Yeah, the USA Network ordered it. Yeah.
Here's a fun fact for you. Because, you know, someone wanted a fun, weird fact, and you know what? We're going to give you that because we give the people what they want.
I was going to say that it's a gaming fact, but it actually is a gaming fact.
It is.
It's just a board gaming fact.
Yeah. It's still gaming related,
yep.
Not video game related. But there was a new interview that states that Jimi Hendrix was unbeatable at Risk while he was on acid.
Yeah, it was, like, some of the people that, I guess, like toured with him and stuff like that, and they would say, like, they would play, like, Risk and stuff like that, and he literally could not beat him when he was on acid.
I don't get it.
I don't fucking know,
I don't know how,
man,
that makes sense.
That's so cool.
Because we just played Risk last night.
Yeah.
Legacy. Part of me kind of, like, I won the first game. I'm thinking, do I do acid and just run it?
I'd be like, what the fuck, Joey? Why?
You don't know if it works until you try it.
Oh, you're 100% correct.
So, well, I'll let you guys know how that goes. Cubs superstar Javi Baez has named, or has been named, the cover for the MLB Show 20.
Yeah, he's the cover star, so that's really cool. First Cubs player to be on it.
Yep. Now, Steam's having like their Halloween, autumn, winter sales. Well, not yet, but like there's a rumor on it. But with Steam, like there's gonna be a bunch of games on sale for pretty much nothing. It's Steam. That's kind of what they do.
Yeah, they said that the sales are gonna run like the Halloween one's gonna be the 20th of October to November 1st. The autumn one will be November 26th to December 3rd, and the winter one will be January 19th to December 2nd. With obviously a bunch of games that will be on sale because that's what they do.
And then Pokemon Go has started their Halloween event, just like Overwatch has started theirs, World of Warcraft, now Call of Duty Mobile. I'm sure Fortnite's going to be having one, or not already is. But everything's having their Halloween stuff, even Borderlands 3. So they all got them going. But we care about the Pokemon Go one specifically because we like Pokemon. Cute. Yeah, you get like all the original starters. Pikachu, Blastoise, or, well...
Squirtle.
Pikachu, Squirtle, Charmander, and Bulbasaur all have a unique little costume that they wear. They're pretty cute, so go out and catch you some. They're in the raids too, so if you don't find them in the wild, find them in a raid. They're a one star. You can sell them in about 15 seconds.
Yeah.
Very simple. And they don't evolve. Just so you guys know, they are just a basic level one, I guess. I don't know what to say, but... they don't evolve. Now, Ryan, we're unfortunately almost in November because time goes by way too quick.
Mm-hmm.
But do I have anything to look forward to in November? Any good games or movies coming out?
Let me start with games, right?
Yeah, sure, that's fine.
Let's jump into it. Just Dance 2020 for the PS4, Xbox One, and the Switch, the Wii, and the Stadia. That's going to be so weird that I have to do that for
Wii.
Now. Yeah, the Wii. Remember we talked about why they keep making them for that? Oh. Because of the nursing homes?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
November 5th. Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games Tokyo 2020 for the Switch, November 5th. Planet Zoo for the PC, November 5th. Red Dead Redemption 2 for the PC, November 5th. Death Stranding for the PS4, November 8th.
Oh, that's finally coming out, huh? We threw all that hype's about.
Didn't interest me. Need for Speed Heat, PS4, Xbox One, and PC, November 8th. Age of Empires 2, the Definitive Collection for PC, November 14th. Stormland for Rift, November 14th. Pokemon Sword and Pokemon Shield, November 15th for the Switch.
Oh, yeah.
Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order for November 15th. The game looks fucking fantastic. From Respawn, looks so good. I will definitely be purchasing that. Looks really, really good.
Yeah.
And Sniper Ghost Warrior Contracts, November 22nd. That's your video games. Coming out in November 2019. Here's your movies. Let's go to the movies, guys. November 1st, Terminator. The last one. Can't remember the name of that one. Salvation, no.
No, Salvation was the...
Dark Fate. There it is. Harriet, November 1st. About Harriet Tubman. I don't know if you saw the trailer for that.
Oh, yeah.
Looks pretty good. Midway, November 8th.
That looks decent. I like those war movies.
I'm fucking excited. Charlie's Angels, the new reboot. November 5th. That actually looks pretty cool, and I would definitely check that out. The Irishman is also going to be November 1st. It's going to get a very short theatrical release because they want to be able to get it to the Oscars, but it's a Netflix movie. That's the one with Robert De Niro and Al Pacino and all them, the Irish Mafia movie.
Okay.
Yeah, that's going to be fucking good. Frozen 2, November 11th.
I'm going to be honest, I thought that was already out.
No, sir.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's going to be the Star Wars one. Last Christmas, November 7th, that's with our girl Emilia Clarke. A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, the biography on Mr. Rogers, played by Tom Hanks, is November 22nd.
That seems pretty interesting. I like Mr. Rogers.
Mm-hmm.
And I like Tom Hanks.
21 Bridges with the guy, Chadwick Boseman, that played T'Challa, comes out November 21st. And that's your movies for November.
Oh my God, Star Wars. Yes. But I think that we pretty much covered what we needed to. We went over our...
What about the Mandalorian, games? Joey? You said you were excited about it, remember?
Did I skip that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's a Star Wars game coming next month that, you know, Ryan already mentioned. And then there was also a trailer for a series called Star Wars Mandalorian.
Yeah, about the bounty hunters, man. That looks super
pretty,
fucking good.
Pretty cool. And then we're currently watching
the Star Wars.
This is the new trailer, right?
Yeah, for Rise of the Skywalker.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the trailer before the movie releases December 20th.
So now, if this is going in the correct order that Star Wars is going, this should be a good Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
And the last one was bad, this one should be good.
Yeah, and this will be the end of that entire Skywalker series of movies, the 9 of them. That will be the end of it. And it's, I don't know, obviously we don't have the audio going right now, but it looks pretty fucking cool what I'm seeing.
Yeah, it looks like there's a lot going on.
Yeah, yeah, C-3PO. Fuck, dude. Okay.
Do they just go brutal and just kill off all the characters?
I mean, I'm not going to be surprised if they do, or if they don't, or they do, either way, because it's kind of the end. Also, it's Carrie Fisher's birthday.
Oh,
it was her birthday, yep. So that's pretty cool. But, like, Star Wars in general, like, the hype is real for everything at this point. Like, the Disney Plus service launches next month. I should have said that in the movie's coming out. November 12th, I believe it launches. And it will have 2 Mandalorian episodes the very first week. So that's going to be really cool to see. Plus, like I said, the video game's coming out. The video game looks really good. I told you the actor that's playing the main character is, what's his name? From,
Side note, I don't know if you paid attention to that, but that was Palpatine.
Yeah, he's back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Fucking awesome, man.
Holy shit.
Yep.
All right, so that's going to be a pretty good movie.
I'm really excited for it. December 20th. But I don't know if you saw that they, the guy, the ginger from Shameless.
Yeah.
That he's the main character. Yep. So, super cool about that, too. So, yeah, Star Wars stuff. Real excited.
Yeah, like I said, if in the order that they go, this should be a good one. Excited for that, and the series looks good.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't think they've done a series like that, right? They've only done the animated stuff.
Yeah, so they're doing that series, and there's an Obi-Wan Kenobi series coming out.
Oh, they're doing Obi-Wan as well?
Yeah, it's going to be taking place like right after the episode 3. You know, when he goes away before Luke and him find each other. Yep.
Do you get some like backstory on that?
I hope so.
What happened?
Okay. I hope so. I'm going to be super excited.
That'd be cool. So now I think that covers everything that we needed to. With Call of Duty coming out, we'll probably be doing Ryan at least will be doing a review on it. I'll try to get my hands on it potentially. We'll see.
Yeah, make sure you guys are checking out some of the streams this weekend too. Like we talked about, twitch.tv/UndeadRedBull and twitch.tv/SlapNug with 2 P's. I believe they're going to be streaming Call of Duty this weekend, and I might happen to be on both of those streams.
Yeah, we'll give you a first impressions look.
I'm so excited.
A brutal one, unbiased.
Oh, yeah.
No, slightly biased because fuck them, but super I'm not biased. On it, so it'd be alright.
I love communism, you know? It's cool.
Yeah. Fuck them too. All right, where can these, whatever you want to call these, enter the name you want to for these people, where can they find us?
You know, these people can find us on facebook.com/BigJaneBBShow, Twitter @BigJaneBBShow, twitch.tv/BigJaneBBShow. You can listen to us on a bunch of different podcast platforms. Just look up Big Jane BB Show. If we're not on your podcast platform, reach out to us on our social media platforms so we can get on there. Thanks.
I got a quote. I'm going to do instead of like a meme or the end of the quote thing, I'm going to do I'm going to do a question. Would you guys be interested if I were to start streaming? Not much, but my road back to top 500 in Overwatch. Because I've been playing it quite a bit. I played it for like 7 hours today. Mm-hmm. And I went from doing like ass to doing over like 15,000 damage and healing as Moira with like 47 eliminations. So I was kind of fucking killing it. So if you want to see my road to top 500 and me just getting pissed as shit, let me know. Because I wouldn't mind doing it. I think it'd be fun. And then I'm not going to commentate on shit because it's going to be me yelling. But you can watch me play.
That'd be cool.
So
Twitch.tv/BigJaneBBShow.
Is that what it would be? Yeah, I would do it off of that. Yeah. There you go. Follow us. Let me know if you're interested. If not, I'll do a WoW Classic. Or WoW Retail. Or Diablo 3 run through. You want to see Diablo 2? Let me know.
And as always, you stay breezy, Chicago.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.